This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
It was so much fun yesterday broadcasting live from a Case IH 45 tractor from Titan Outlet Store that I might as well do it again today at Big Iron 2016. Hi, everybody. Scott Hinton live. Todd the Radio God Mitchell manning the controls back at the mothership of 550K Fire in Bismarck. Sorry, Todd. Wish you could be here at Big Iron hanging out, you know, having a grand old time.
And, yeah. And then tomorrow Friday you're going to Iowa. I don't get to be at that either.
Yeah, yeah.
And every time there's Cloverdale bacon involved, I never get that either.
I have a buddy seat here, so you actually could be in the buddy seat here in the cab of this tractor. So you'd even have a spot. But another day we'll got guests
and stuff too. So I mean that's fine.
I was really torn because there's a football game in Iowa City and there's outlaw days up in Antler. Saturday and Sunday. My buddies in Antler always have a grand time. I'm wondering what they have planned for Outlaw Days this year. So if anybody's listening in Antler, we need a report on that today on the program. A lot going on at Big Iron. Our broadcast is brought to you by Titan Outlet, guaranteed iron at outlet prices. And Matt's going to join us in a moment to tell us about the Scott Hannon Show Special, they're calling it, by golly. They sent out a blast email to all their customers with a photo of me up top this cab, and invited folks to come on in and take advantage of a great special. We'll tell you about that in a minute. You can find out more and see it at TitanOutletStore.com, by the way. We're also brought to you today by Morton Buildings, delivering excellence in construction since 1903 by All Season Motorsports. We don't want everyone's business, just yours. We have one of their great golf cars, been getting us around Big Iron, getting all our guests here, which has been great. Just picked up Ed Shaver, the former Secretary of Agriculture, the former governor of North Dakota, and he's going to be joining us coming up here in a few minutes as well. And so he got a ride in that all-season motorsports car. Thunder Seed, first in the field. Piper's Auction and Realty, a full-service auction and land management company. The gang from Piper's, one of our big sponsors out here, too, stopping by every day to tell us about what will be happening in Steele next week. They have a huge auction at their North American Auction Center. It's a brand-new facility for them along I-94. You've probably seen it. And not even complete with it yet, but quite the operation. We'll be there next Wednesday broadcasting live from that. And you can check everything out that they have lined up at Pipers.com. They also, on the 28th, have that Medora land, that auction up at Watford City, of that incredible land along the Little Missouri there that is phenomenal. So we'll tell you about that before the end of the program today, okay? We are at Big Iron, so if you're coming to Big Iron, I would love nothing more for you to stop by. I'll be here a little past the show today, so come on by and beaming in and out to this afternoon. But if you come by before 11:30, we'll see you here at the Titan Outlet Store booth at 611, 612. And the best way to find us is to look for that giant American flag and a big crane that the folks from Truck Utilities have up, and then come just a tish to the west and south of that, not far from the grandstand, you'll find us. But look for this Steiger Case IH 50-year edition 485. That we're sitting in here today. And to tell us more about that, here's Matt from Titan Outlet. Matt, nice rig you have here.
Hey, Scott. How you doing? What a beautiful morning, huh?
It is a little brisk, but it is a good fall North Dakota morning. I'm with you.
Yes, it is. Yeah, the wind is down, so and the sun is out. We're not complaining.
Not too bad at all. So, listen, I'm kind of excited about this rig.
You and me both.
Yeah, because it seems like it's a heck of a deal from everybody I've talked to. To say, what a bargain. And, you know, prices are down a little bit, so maybe instead of buying new, you're buying used, but you're buying a lot of what you'd buy in a new for a lot less price, right?
That's right, Scott. Yeah, we got this 2008 485 Steiger tripled-up machine out here. Beautiful tractor, as you can see. The paint's shiny on this thing. We got triples on it, 520, 85 R46 triples on it, Firestones.
And you got a couple of years, a couple of growing seasons left in those tires at least, right?
Yes, we do. Yeah, you know, we've had some guys yesterday show some interest. A lot of sugar beet guys that are busy the last couple of days that are lifting and looking for some good horsepower. You know, we're coming into that season with tillage. So, you know, if you're looking for an excellent buy with some great horsepower and some great traction, luxury cab. I mean, this thing's just loaded up here. I can tell you about all the options. It's got the tow cable. You know, we're sitting in a nice...
We don't need that on these parts, do we?
No.
It's never wet.
No, no. But, you know, when you're sitting in a luxury cab, that helps. Visibility in these things is great. A nice, quiet cab. You know, it's GPS ready. That's a huge plus for these guys that, you know, just want to sit back and push a button and go. Diff lock, heavy-duty drawbar on this thing. Like you said,
the buddy seat's worth $100,000.
That alone, right there.
An option,
yeah,
for crying out loud.
I
love that.
Yeah, this has been great. What a view up here. You know, like I said, yesterday we had some quite a few guys stop by and show some interest. Got some young gentlemen up from the Breckenridge area that'll be coming up today to take a look.
It's gonna go.
It's gonna go.
Especially with the show price, $7,500 the already low price. So another, another $7,500 off, and you got this at about $115 and change, right?
That's right. And you know, you go tell me where you can go somewhere like that, and you know, get a money back 40-hour money back guarantee on it. You know, I've driven this thing up and down. It shifts good. It starts good. It runs great. Like I said, it's just a lot of nice tractor for that kind of price at $115 and change. Show special, like you said, today and tomorrow left on it. So
if I bought this new, what kind of number am I talking?
Oh man, that's a lot of money. I don't know if I can go that high, Scott. You know, these tractors,
you can't even count that high.
It's a lot of money. It is a lot of money.
And how many hours on this one?
This one here is at 2,671 hours. So, you know, really for the year, it's a low-hour machine. It came out of a store that we have in Aberdeen, South Dakota.
So you know the owner?
Yes, we do.
Yeah.
CL Farms down there, they take great pride in their equipment. It's always been maintained. And, yeah, so come on out. It's a beautiful day. We got this bargain tractor here that we're hoping we can get rid of today.
I told the boss this thing would sell before this before we were out of here.
Oh, man.
So,
well,
I have a little bit of pressure, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, thanks for the heads up on that.
Yeah.
I appreciate that.
I told him, Nub, you come on what's on your mind. I mean, Todd Mitchell is a magnet for bargain hunters, right?
Yes.
You know, so they listen, and you know, they come to this program for Todd, the radio god Mitchell. So I know there's a lot of Todd fans out there right now going, I'm gonna give Matt a call.
Well, that's great. I look forward to it. Like I said, I had some great conversations yesterday. You know, we can talk about the prices being down and everything else, but there are some great bargains out there right now for guys that are looking for a great fall tillage tractor right now. So this is the one right now. I don't know of a better buy at the show. So
if they can't make it to Big Iron and come see us here at the Titan Outlet Store booth, how can they get a hold of you?
You can reach me. Myself or Michelle Powers is at the office at 218-233-3700. We're there every day, all day. www.titanoutletstore.com. You can ask for Don Auberly, obviously the man in command.
He's the boss man.
He's the boss man.
Yeah.
I've yet to see him out here. I don't know.
He's a busy guy.
He is a busy man.
He was doing the international thing yesterday. But if you do end up talking to Don,
yep,
just say, Scott sent me.
Scott sent me.
Yeah,
I'll do that.
K-Fire, AM1100, The Flag, KTGO, well, KLTC, wherever you're listening. You know, we want to show Don the power of radio.
Yeah, we want to show him that we can sell this tractor.
Darn
Scott.
Right.
So,
yeah.
So let's get her done. I appreciate you being here.
That's what I'm in. The tractor sells business.
That's right.
That's
okay.
Right.
We're always looking for good help.
That's
so.
What I'm in Big Iron. So yeah. Well, you got him. I know.
Right.
I work for free too.
All right.
Just for you.
Sounds good.
All right. Thanks, Matt.
Thanks.
Yeah.
Matt.
Exactly. All right. So give Matt a call. What's that number again?
218-233-3700.
We're online at TitanOutletStore.com. The best thing to do would be to stop by because Ed Schaefer's here in his FFA jacket. Mike Hergert, the NAFB Farm Broadcaster of the Year, is here. There's a lot of celebrities here. You know what I'm saying? So come on by and see the crew. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you, Scott.
And, of course, who else are you working with there? Who else is working?
I got Terry Olson.
Well, Terry's
here.
Working.
Terry is here.
Yeah. And we
stop by and see Terry and myself this morning. And Don and Michelle and Elio will be out here this afternoon. So
you're giving away stuff, too.
Yeah, we're giving away a quad track tractor. So
I love it.
Yep.
Beautiful. Thanks, Matt.
Thank you.
Appreciate it.
You bet.
Wonderful. Ed Schaefer's going to hop in the cab here next. We're going to chat with him as well. And welcome any calls, questions, or comments that you might have today on What's On Your Mind. Here's the telephone number, 800-228-0550. What's your headline for today? Is it Big Iron and is it egg prices or... Is it the weather? Or is it what's your headline of the day? Is it Hillary? I continue to say the Hillary Clinton race, the Hillary Clinton health episode rather, has changed this presidential race in a way we don't even quite comprehend. Todd, are you agreeing or disagreeing with that statement? Is this coming up on K-Fire Cafe at all, the whole Hillary thing? Did you chat about it on Monday after the weekend incident? Or?
Really haven't.
Have you been dehydrated before?
Have I been? Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
And I've watched my mother get dehydrated, too. I mean, she's dehydrated and passed out from that. And it looks a little bit like that. I'm still not buying the seizure thing. I'm sorry.
I'm not. Maybe our listeners have been following this better than I have, but I've heard pneumonia. I've heard dehydrated. I've heard, possible seizure. I guess Bill said, look, this has happened frequently, and then kind of quickly said, oh, a couple of times, because she doesn't like to drink. Because then she'll have to go to the bathroom too many times, so she gets a little dehydrated. But, I don't know. I think I would, after the first time something like that happened, I'd maybe drink. I don't know. But
yeah.
I want your theories on this. More coming up on What's on Your Mind. Ed Schaefer joins us from Big Iron. After this, call him. Don't go away.
We want to know what's on your mind. So call and tell us at 800-228-0550 or 701-258-0550.
A familiar smile as you walk in the door. A handshake accompanied by a warm hello. Full service attention to all of your financial needs. It's what you expect from First International Bank and Trust. From personal to business banking, our professionals provide the perfect solution to any financial situation. First International Bank and Trust has been banking locally and responsibly for over 100 years. We give you the best personal attention to help you find your perfect financial solution. With flexible banking options like online banking and mobile and tablet apps, your money can be everywhere you are. You can even deposit checks with your phone using mobile check deposit. When you worry less about money, you have more time to live first. Visit us online or stop by any of our convenient locations. Get what you have come to expect. First International Bank and Trust. Live first. Member FDIC. Equal housing lender.
Welcome to Soybean Minute, your source for timely soybean news.
I'm North Dakota Soybean Council Director Matt DeDuzer of Marion. The North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, or NDON, consists of 70 automated weather stations distributed among prime agricultural locations across North Dakota and border regions. The NDON Center is part of the NDSU Soil Science Department. The primary benefits of this weather station network is to develop an array of agricultural models. The models help producers make timely decisions to keep crops healthy and increase their yield. These decisions help save producers both time and money. The NDON website provides current weather data necessary for the development of and operational use of various crop, insect, and disease development models. Log on to ndon.ndsu.nodac.edu to access this useful website.
This message is brought to you by the North Dakota Soybean Council and the Soybean Checkoff.
This is an alert. If your business or church is building this year, you're about to pay more than you should. This could mean thousands of dollars more for your office, retail space, church, or warehouse. A General Steel building can save you as much as half the cost and time of similar conventional construction. And we're offering rebates of up to $20,000 to help you build today. Call General Steel for free information that could save you thousands. Call 866-91-STEEL.
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 There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
I'm as equally frustrated, and I know you are as well. And you've been through this drill enough to know, there's a process, and you're working it. But just know, we're ticked. We've had a snoot full of this deal. We really
have. Well, and as I said, I'm working to try to get a resolution too. I understand the right to protest, but we've got to get to a solution. And so I'm doing what I can, and will continue to try to get there. And if we can't get the court to get the parties together and get a solution, the court action continues, and we have to follow the law.
All right, Senator.
And that means, when I say follow the law, that means get to a solution, get to a resolution.
Senator John Hoeven yesterday joining us. There was a meeting, conference call between the congressional delegation and the governor and lieutenant governor yesterday related to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe situation. I have learned from a number of sources, and I will ask Congressman Kevin Cramer if that was true a little later on today. We're joined now by Ed Schaefer, former governor of the great state of North Dakota and former ag secretary, and we call him Ed. How are you, sir?
I'm well. Welcome to, or I guess I'm glad to be here. At
we welcome Irish. You. We welcome you.
Wow, look at, here we are sitting in this big 485 case IH tractor, and what a nifty studio.
You need a tractor?
I do. After seeing this one, it's got the big triple tires on it. Man, this thing is awesome.
Exactly.
I think I do
right.
need a tractor.
Phil Parker kind of runs the show, you know, K-Fire. He and Todd are kind of my bosses, you know.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
And I was talking to Phil earlier, and Phil said, you're supposed to ask Ed. Per Mark Armstrong, about the lock-picking incident.
Ah.
So I didn't know what that meant, but, you know, it's filled with ass. Did you pick a lock when you were governor? Have we got some dirt on you?
I'm not sure because...
Is this your email scandal kind of thing? Your equivalent of the email scandal or what?
I carry this little pocket knife.
Okay.
And it's very handy.
Yeah.
And I often, you know, if I have to get in somewhere or whatever, I'm not particularly sure which particular
You're saying this happened multiple times?
Well, the last one I can think of is I was with Amity Technology, who's an exhibitor here at Big Iron. I was in Moscow visiting with various economic development program over there. And we went to the Bolshoi, to the Nutcracker around Christmas, which was awesome. And they had just redone the $100-some million restoration of the Bolshoi Theater. And... we went up and we had this little private booth and the door was locked. And
you picked
and
the lock
picked,
in Russia.
I did. I picked the lock on the door in the theater so that we could get into our little.
Does Vladimir Putin know about this? You've got a Putin-Trump scandal going here now. I think this was at the Capitol.
Ah. Well, I'm not sure which
Do you recall ever having to get into the Capitol to show some folks around or something like that?
Well,
seem to have kind of like Hillary-like amnesia right now. And I don't blame you. I don't blame you, but, yeah.
Usually the Capitol's open. You know, it's open to the people of North Dakota and visitors and guests. And so I doubt if I had to pick the lock.
In all seriousness, I want to ask you about a couple of things. What is going on in this presidential race? I mean... specific to, you know, I think this latest health situation and the lack of transparency on it has changed this race in a big way. Am I right, or is this going to fade too, like so many of the Clinton scandals?
Well, I think it fades. The reality is presidential candidates kill themselves out there. I mean, it's every day, 24 hours a day, go, go, go. And, man, getting worn out and getting sick and getting a cold or getting pneumonia or this and that certainly is easy to do when you're in that intense atmosphere.
So you buy that this is just a pneumonia or whatever.
Whatever. Yeah. I mean, it could be just exhaustion.
Are they being transparent enough about it?
No. And I think that's the problem. You know, you had a whole long period of time, which is typical Hillary Clinton. You know, it's like, let's just cover it over. Let's ignore it. Let's hide it. And so you had a long period of time where nobody knew anything that was going on. I mean, she could have gotten hit by a poison dart. You know, nobody knew. And that was a fault of the campaign and a fault of the way that Hillary Clinton's supporters kind of, you know, they want to say everything's okay. She's the golden one. And don't worry about it. We'll let you know if there's anything you need to know. And that lack of transparency, I think, does affect the Hillary campaign. It affects the lack of trust that the people of the United States of America have in her. And it really points to an issue of this elite Washington insider that uses government to get where you want to go and don't tell the people about it.
Okay, next topic. What's happening at Standing Rock? This meeting yesterday sounds as though the state officials are getting upset with the federal officials that there aren't more resources and more help. Are they right to be mad?
Yes, they are right to be mad. I mean, the squatters and the protesters are on Army Corps of Engineers land. It's posted as no trespassing. They are trespassing on that property. And the Army Corps, the federal government, the Justice Department, they're not doing anything about it. And I think it's a wrong thing to do. What's happened here, and you talked earlier after the post with Senator Horton, Senator Hoeven, after that post, you said this is about the rule of law. Well, the rule of law here is building the pipeline. The rule of law went through the process, went through the archaeology, went through the heritage, went through the placement, and said this is where it should go. It's been approved. It's been supported by the courts. And the most recent effort to, you know, get a restraining order to stop construction was not accepted. So the rule of law is to build this pipeline, and the federal government now is sticking their foot in the door and saying, oh, no, we don't want to. We're going to wait, and we're going to, you know, it's a political issue. It's an election year.
Senator Holman kept
stopping anybody.
Senator Holman kept saying, we just got to solve this. They said it'd be timely. You know, it'll be fine. It'll work the process, work the process. I'm like, well, what's timely? Timely to the core could be 2 years, right? Yeah. I mean, what would Ed do? If you're governor right now and you got this mess, how do you solve this?
Well, I'm not sure it's solvable from the governor's standpoint, because the reality is the courts said proceed with building the pipeline. It's 48% done already, probably 50% done right now. It should proceed. It should go forward. What can the governor do about that? We've got the state permits. We've got the state restrictions in place. We've got the state protections for heritage, for archaeology. All those are in place. From a state standpoint, it's the federal government that said, oh, by the way, we don't care what the court said. We don't care what the law said. We're gonna delay it. We're gonna hold it back. We're gonna start a nationwide discussion over the next long period of time to figure out, you know, how to do these things and to incorporate public input better, et cetera. They're the ones that are holding the show. If I were Senator Hovind, you know, I'd have to be sitting at the door of the Corps of Engineers and saying, get this thing moving. And if that didn't work just from the pressure of a senator, you know, I'd be introducing legislation to make the federal government follow the rule of law that's in place today in North Dakota and the United States of America.
Yeah, we need to remove this as an option from the federal government to be able to do this, right? I mean, that's what Congress is for. I would think Senator Heitkamp, in my mind, has been completely absent from this, gone. And I always say, I'm not just saying this to be partisan. I'm saying it because she truly has a connection to the Obama administration, being a Democrat, to Hillary Clinton, who could intervene here to say, hey, this isn't good for us, and obviously to the Standing Rock Sioux Tribe. She's strongly supported there. Should she do more?
Well, I don't know because I don't know what she's been doing. You know, if you
pretty quiet.
She may be quiet in the public airwaves. You know, you don't know what she's doing in the background, or if she's having meetings at the White House, or if she is.
Wouldn't you tell us that? Wouldn't you? I mean, they put on a statement when they have a lunch. You know, a pork
that's
sandwich.
A good point.
That's
a good point. That's a good point. And I don't know. I've been disappointed in all of our congressional effort here, because as it's moved out of a state issue, the protest that started probably legitimately with a few people down on Standing Rock Indian Reservation has magnified into this global, worldwide thing that's all about culture.
Should have nipped it in the bud long ago. Don't go away. Want to talk some ag with the former ag secretary, too, Ed Schaefer, more after this. And Mike Herger joins us. Coming up, don't go away.
Serving the Northern Plains, this is What's on Your Mind. Back to more of your calls straight ahead.
Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. The New York Times has placed the Theodore Roosevelt National Park number 5 on its list of the top 52 places to visit in 2016. With miles of rugged badlands and rolling grasslands dotted with wildlife, the north unit of the park sits just 12 miles south of Watford City, a small town getaway with big city amenities. The gateway to internationally acclaimed adventure, Watford City residents have enjoyed the natural beauty of the area for centuries. And now, with over 700 available hotel rooms, a variety of cabins and campgrounds, 25 restaurants, unique shopping, and newly built, construction-free highways to get you there, you can plan a visit that's as rugged or as relaxing as you like. Because the Theodore Roosevelt National Park is North Dakota's playground right in your backyard. And Watford City wants to help you experience what has the nation inspired. Because the Badlands are just the beginning of the adventure. Watford City, we're not the same, we're better. Come see for yourself.
You're fired.
According to the Small Business Administration, 75% of small businesses plan to eliminate jobs or reduce workers' hours to part-time.
You're fired.
According to Gallup, the unemployment rate recently jumped to nearly 9%, and the underemployment rate hit a staggering 17.9%.
You're fired.
One out of three young adults and one out of two recent college graduates are underemployed. Hello, I'm Keith Abel, a pharmacist and a home business entrepreneur. In 2011, I became one of those statistics myself. Instead of looking for another job in corporate America, I joined Dr. Joe Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy. We're creating steady incomes for ourselves and would like to show you how to do the same. If you want to supplement your current income, replace your income, so you don't have to become one of the statistics, then give me a call toll-free at 866-257-3105, 866-257-3105.
You're fired.
Don't wait till you hear those words. Start creating an extra income today, 866-257-3105.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's F-I-V-E starsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
From Jefferson's point of view, for example, or Theodore Roosevelt's, they didn't think there would be any Indians in the 21st century. They thought all Native peoples would be absorbed in complete cultural assimilation, and I think they'd be shocked that there are reservations and tribal sovereignty at this point. But that's our system. It's in our Constitution. The great trilogy of decisions by John Marshall during the age of Jefferson, which had to do with sovereignty questions. This is our legal tradition. We are in it, and we're stuck with it, and there's no going back. I would go just the opposite. Instead of reducing sovereignty, I would increase it. I would say, when you cross from north of the Cannonball to the other side of the river, you are, in effect, entering Italy or Portugal or Argentina or Chile, and it's a different set of protocols, and we need to respect that in a way that we never had. You know, earlier you said this is all on private land. Well, that depends on who you ask. There were American U.S. violations of the Treaty of 1868. The lands that we now call ours, non-Indian lands, are not all regarded as ours by Native peoples who felt that those treaties were deliberately and unilaterally broken by a government that said those treaties had the status of international law. So we need to be a little bit careful about when we say this is not or this is on traditional Sioux lands.
You can't even believe how much restraint it took to not interrupt Clay. You heard me towards the end start to. That's Clay Jenkinson, host of the Thomas Jefferson Hour, whom I respect a lot as a smart guy, especially about Native American history and everything else. We don't agree particularly on this issue, but he's reasonable. I think he understands that we need pipelines. This is a safe mode of transportation, but we had a spirited debate on energy matters yesterday that we'll post on Facebook today for you to hear in its entirety. What did you think of his solution there? Some kind of new kind of sovereignty, and they're Standing Rock is France, and we're America.
Well, I think we need to solve this issue of sovereignty, and I think Clay is right. We either have to say they're sovereign or they're not. We say they're sovereign, but they're not because, U.S. Congress can change the rules. Our legal system can change the rules. What country can affect another country? That's just not the case. So while we say they're sovereign, they do have some sovereign powers to govern, of self-governance and things like that. But they are not sovereign when they're dependent and controlled by another governance system, which the tribes and the reservations are in the United States of America. So I agree with Clay. I think you say, look, they're sovereign and they're their own separate nations, and they let them have their borders and set it up as a separate country. Or I don't suggest that, by the way. It hasn't worked real well in Quebec and Canada. Or we say, look, you're a part of the United States of America. The citizens of North Dakota live on a reservation. You're a part of the state of North Dakota, and there's no reason why we can't come together and have shared governance. There's no reason why we can't come together and understand law enforcement, the legal systems, and banking regulations that work on the reservations and in the states and in the United States. But this whole issue of sovereignty, I think, needs to be solved and needs to be agreed upon, because right now, if you depend on who you're talking to, depends on the definition of sovereignty. And the reality is it should be one way or the other, because right now it's kind of a mixture, and we aren't treating it properly.
Ed Schaefer, our guest. We're going to talk ag in a moment here as well. Mike Hergert will join us, National Association of Farm Broadcasters, Broadcaster of the Year from the Red River Farm Network, and talk a little ag here as well. By the way, we are at Big Iron today on What's on Your Mind. If questions or comments for any of these guests are always welcome here, by the way, at 800-228-0550. You can text Todd, too, at 701-226-8503. Friday will be tomorrow, one more day at Big Iron. Then Friday, we're live from Kinnick Stadium, Iowa City, as the NDSU Bison take on the Hawkeyes. And our broadcast brought to you by Border Plains Equipment, Northern Plains Equipment, and West Plains, Inc. For those who demand more, see your Case IH dealer, Stanley, Williston, Glasgow, Mandan, Minot, Garrison, Beach, Bowman, Dickinson, and Hettinger. Also brought to you by the Credit Union Association of the Dakotas, Morton Buildings, and Chuck's Sandjacking. So let's talk ag and bring in a North Dakota treasure of farm broadcasters, a good fellow, Mike Hergert from Red River Farm Network, National Association Farm Broadcaster of the Year. Mike, how are you?
Hey, I'm great, Scott. I always am really reluctant to correct you, but I'm not Farm Broadcaster of the Year. They put me in the Hall of Fame.
Okay, well, that means
you're out
every year.
That
just means you're NAFB Farm Broadcaster of the Year every year, doesn't it?
No, it means the same thing. Yeah. I mean, they put the Broadcaster of the Year in the Hall of Fame. That's pretty cool.
It's very humbling.
Hall of Famer.
You know, and I have been at that ceremony when I was Secretary of Agriculture, and I stopped in at the Farm Broadcasters annual meeting and things. It's a big deal. I mean, this is a huge honor for Mike to be included in the Hall of Fame, you know, in the National Farm Broadcasters Association. It's a big deal.
Thank you very much, Ed.
And I have learned more about agriculture from you two, and I still have a long way to go. So I feel like I'm in school here today, and I wanted Mike you to help me just ask Ed one more question before we let him scoot over to the Amity Technology booth. You going to be there for a while today?
I am.
And I love seeing Amity Iron, you know, being pulled behind some tractor out in the field somewhere. We see it a lot on our way to Lake Place up at Union. It's fun and do good work around the world. So I know you're still on the board there, right?
I am.
Yeah.
This is
your chance to give Amity a plug.
It is. Yeah. Well, I did earlier.
Did you? Okay, yeah.
But I'm the vice chair of the board. Howard Dahl, obviously, is the president and chairman of the board. And you know, they've built a nice North Dakota company, building good, high quality, affordable agriculture equipment. You know, in tillage and seeding equipment, and certainly in sugar beet harvesting equipment, and defoliators, and harvesters and things in the sugar beet arena. Globally, about 60% of the product is sold overseas. And again, we talk about trade agreements, and we talk about, you know, the ability to market our products in other areas outside of North Dakota and outside the United States. You know, having local manufacturers, and look at all this equipment all over the place here at Big Iron. Come out and see it. It's pretty amazing. But Amity Technology builds them. They build quality. They build affordability. And they sell them all over the world. And that's a cool thing for North Dakota.
Mike, you've interviewed a lot of ag secretaries over the years and other top officials in agriculture. Give me your two cents on what Ed brought to that office versus his counterparts.
You know, a little reality. I mean, just down to earth, but very believable and extremely brilliant. You know, you talked about Amity and the Dahls. I think Ed's right in lockstep. The Dahls are probably one of the most respected families in agriculture I've known up here. And I think Ed, like I said, he brought a sense of just understanding and common sense to USDA. And I don't want to get too political, but this whole administration has, I think, they haven't given up. Maybe they've taken production agriculture for granted. There has been no focus, in my opinion, on production agriculture. It's more of the smaller niche, the local food and nutrition programs. So, but I wanted to ask Ed a question, if I can.
Please.
We talked a little bit about trade and Amity, and like he said, they're all over the world. What I find interesting is not so much, well, I guess both political parties, at least at the top level right now, are anti-trade. What's behind that?
And it sounds good, Mike. It's rhetoric out there. We got to protect the American worker. We have to protect manufacturers. We've lost automobile jobs to Mexico. We've lost product to plastics to China, whatever the case may be. It sounds good. But when you get out there, I've been in a position of negotiating trade agreements with a lot of foreign countries, China, North Korea, South Korea. I was involved in the Colombia Free Trade Agreement, with Central America Free Trade Agreement. Those kinds of things are pretty interesting. And you know what you find out is, while we want to make sure there's a level playing field, often we have restrictions on that level playing field as well. I was talking earlier, and I was mentioning that one time I was in a trade negotiation when China had blocked out U.S. beef, and we're going through the science, and you have to be science, and you have to, say to do this and that. And the negotiator looked at me and said, "Oh, by the way, you want us to bring your beef in and base it on science and this and that. What about the restriction on chicken from China into the United States? Where's the science in that?" And you go, "Oh, well, maybe this is, if we want free access to markets, the unfortunate side effect is we have to allow free access to our markets." Now, that doesn't bother me, because I think we have the best quality. We can produce better than anybody. We can, we can be safer and better. But it's a two-way street.
Do you think Donald Trump, if he were president, would not be anti-trade per se, but anti-crappy deals, for lack of a better term? Really, that this is a negotiation stance. This is the art of the deal. This isn't, it's being better, or is it naive and not realizing the give and take necessary?
I think if he obviously is a great negotiator, theoretically he knows what he's talking about in negotiations, and these are all about negotiations, and sometimes you give up something here to get something over there. Those are all, and he seems to be in that, and so I have some faith that should he be president, and certainly I think he's a better alternative than Hillary Clinton is. Especially in these issues. I think the reality is, you get in there, like every politician, like every candidate, like every person that runs for office, when you get elected, you go, maybe I shouldn't have said that in the campaign, because you learn the reality of what's on the table. Yeah. They're tough. They're negotiating. People are trying to protect their political side. They're trying to protect their economy. They're trying to protect their local producers. We do the same thing in the United States that other countries do for themselves. And those are the things that, if we want to open markets, we can open markets, but it also means that our market gets opened as well. And those are important issues.
Mike, I want to ask you, what is the big issue that you're hearing at Big Iron in the last few months here, the last year? What's keeping farmers and ranchers up at night right now?
Price. No question. Price. Margins. There's no margin. I've talked to guys that say 100 bushel wheat isn't profitable. But you can't generalize, Scott. There's guys that have no debt. They're still able to make money. Rents have to come down. That's easier said than done. No question, the margins are very, very tight. We had a great run from 2006 to about 2013. Most people with experience knew it couldn't last. Guess what? It didn't. This is a cyclical business, and now we're back on the other side of the cycle.
Hang tight, Mike. More on the egg stuff in a moment. I want to ask Ed a question about the previous topic before you go. Only half a minute for your answer here. But a texter said, please let Ed finish his answer on what he would do about the protesters.
I think what I would do is what the governor's doing. I think he's, pushing the federal government to solve their problem that they created. The reality is, the protesters, need to be understood. We need to weed out the people who have infiltrated, that don't have anything to do with the protests, that have a broader, the American Indians movement, or whatever the case, AIM.
Muslim Brotherhoods.
Yeah, well, everybody's
there.
You got it. Yeah. If I were governor, I would segregate out the legitimate concerns of the people, the citizens who are living on the Standing Rock Indian Reservation, and just push the rest into the next big global issue that they're going to worry about.
Yeah, let's chase another story, right? Yeah, I hear you. They need to. Thank you, sir.
Thank you. Glad
to
be with
you. Ed Schaefer, our guest on What's On Your Mind. Don't go away.
PetroServe USA. When you want to gas up, grab a snack, get on your way.
Come on into a nearby PetroServe USA location and pick four for just four. That's right. Get a single topping personal pan hot stuff pizza, a 20-ounce fountain pop, and any two cookies all day, every day. Four items, just $4 at PetroServe USA.
Helping America feel better. PetroServe USA.
Tuesday through Thursday in West Fargo, Big Iron is here again. Look for Haugen sales and the brand new Supreme Twin Auger Vertical Mixer Wagons. Sizes from 500 all the way up to 2,000 feet. Big or small, they've got them all at Haugen's. While at Big Iron, look for the Supreme self-propelled and self-loading mixer wagon. There's nothing else like it. You're going to want to check it out. Supreme is the longest-lasting vertical on the market with the fastest mix times. See you at Haugen Sales at Big Iron, located in Mandan and Winemere.
Give the gift of light this Christmas. That's right. We're getting close to the holidays. Days are getting shorter. And you can bring what sunshine we do have into your home. Maybe a greenhouse. Great for plants, obviously. How about one for the hot tub? Folks view them as a living room, a family room, a bedroom, a wonderful addition to your home. 19 different styles to choose from my friends at Four Seasons Sunrooms. They're building them all throughout North Dakota. Four Seasons is the largest manufacturer of sunrooms, over 26 million pieces of glass, and they're made right here in the USA. They'll come out, do a free in-home visit, do an estimate, see what sunroom would look best with your home, with your roof design, give you 3D drawings and lots of pictures to choose the best one, add more space, add more beauty. An all-glass room doesn't have to be big to add a lot of openness to it. It's outdoor living indoors. And if you tell them Scott sent you, you'll get a $3,700 heating and cooling system free, plus special financing. Four Seasons Sunrooms, 701-793-0710.
Introducing the fastest-growing digital currency company in the world, OneLife. With over 2.1 million members, OneCoin is becoming the most powerful force in digital currency. It reached over $1 billion in revenue in its first year. No other company has accomplished such an impressive feat. Now you can achieve financial independence with the strength of OneLife. Find out how to build your financial dreams. 877-933-4747. 877-933-4747. Dedicated to helping you create financial abundance.
Is negative content or comments on the web affecting your personal or professional reputation? Unfavorable comments, embarrassing pictures, videos, legal documents, and negative articles can ruin your personal life, your career, or your business. It happens a lot, and it's just not fair. But what can you do? ReputationDefender.com can help protect your good name. Get a free consultation now. Call 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Call right now for a free expert reputation analysis. It's easy to squash the unfair attacks with our patented system, and the analysis is absolutely free. Make the best things about you jump out in searches. Protect your personal and professional reputation, your business, and your income. Get your free reputation analysis from ReputationDefender.com right now. Call 800-831-0771. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com today.
We use mobile devices right against our bodies every day, but growing scientific evidence has emerged showing serious health risks associated with exposure to EMF radiation emitted from these devices. The solution is Defender Shield, the most effective mobile radiation shielding ever developed. Defender Shield blocks virtually 100% of EMF radiation from cell phones, tablets, and laptops, and starts at just $64.99. Buy now at DefenderShield.com. For 10% off, use promo code GCN. DefenderShield.com, the worldwide leader in mobile radiation shielding.
Back at Big Iron, broadcasting from the Titan Outlet Store booth, and you can't miss the Steiger 485 Case IH. This is a beauty, folks. Special price on this tractor just for Big Iron and for our What's On Your Mind listeners, $115,000 and some change for Big Irons. Good deal, so come on by and check it out today. Can't be here. TitanOutletStore.com is the website. More with Mike Hergert. NAFB Hall of Fame farm broadcaster.
This isn't the way I farmed, I'll tell you that, back in St. Peter, Minnesota.
Did you farm?
Well,
did you grow up on a farm?
I grew up on an 80-acre farm, yes, sir.
I didn't know that.
John Deere B tractor.
Is that right?
No cab, no fenders.
Unbelievable. No, I said this is not your grandfather's
no.
tractor. Really, it's something, isn't it? I mean, I'm sure you've been in a cab or two. I remember growing up, You know, my father, my grandfather, rather, and uncles all farmed.
So, okay.
You know, little, you'd go out there and mess around. And
it was fun.
Yeah.
Play.
Yeah, it was. Yeah. But, I mean,
this is big business,
like
isn't it?
Spaceship, for crying out loud.
Unbelievable.
You know, I was talking yesterday, though. I mean, see that stack right there?
Yeah.
You know, that's government at work, too.
Right. Oh, sure, absolutely.
And the emission controls of the exhaust of this thing put more money on the price of that tractor that really isn't doing anything that, you know.
You could probably eat out of that.
Yes.
You know.
Yeah, I mean, so, those are, it's amazing the different levels where government touches, you know, ag.
You know,
all of business.
This probably doesn't pertain to much of anything, but I every once in a while I'll get a thought. And this weekend we were down in the Twin Cities with my daughters, and most of the family went out shopping, and me and two of the grandkids were left at home, and I thought, you know, rather than sit and watch TV or another kind of screen, let's do something in the kitchen. So I went out and bought the materials, and we baked a cake. And for some reason I was, you know, measuring the brown sugar, and I thought about the situation up in the northern end of the valley this year, and I thought, how many people, including myself most times, don't realize what it takes to put that brown sugar in that bag and the mud that these guys are going to be fighting this year if they can even get the crop. You know, it's just, like I said, it probably doesn't mean too much, but I think we all take a lot of things for granted.
Terrible. And I worry about folks that have zero connection to the farm.
Yeah.
They don't know a ranch from, Walmart, right? And they just think you go, you know, I mean, bacon... Cloverdale bacon is, you know, at the store.
And the other misperception is that these guys are rolling in the dough.
Oh, my gosh. The risk, Mike, and that's something you know well. I mean, I wish people better understood that. And I give my farmers union friends a little hassle about this when they talk about, oh, corporate farming. This is big farming. I mean, to be a farmer and a rancher, you have to be among the most savvy business people on the planet.
Absolutely.
And it's big, big risk.
And it's family corporations. Yeah. But, yeah. Yeah, it's huge, huge risk. Tremendous.
The risk that has gotten us in trouble in past sessions, or past downturns, doesn't seem to be here this time. Why is that?
Well, because they've, you know, let's face it, a couple of those years we probably had two incomes in one year. So the most guys paid down debt. And so that hasn't caught up to us yet. Our debt equity ratio is much better than it was in the 80s. As long as our asset values stay up, the bank is you know, okay.
Yeah.
But if everybody starts selling land, for instance, you know what happens to values.
You don't see that happening here, do you?
Not at this point. Land values have come down, but the good land, I'm told, is still hanging in there.
Very interesting. You are a treasure, my friend. I appreciate all the time that we've... had a chance to know each other and all the good work you do at the Red River Farm Network and your whole team, Don Wick and the whole gang. You do great, great work on a lot of stations all across the region. And your website again is what?
RRFN.com.
Okay, RRFN.com.
Yes,
for
sir.
Red River Farm Network. And keep up the great work.
Hey, thanks. You do too. You're a worker, man. I don't know where you get the energy.
Good to see you, Mike.
Hey, good to see you, Scott. Thank you.
Yeah, appreciate it very much. Mike Herger to the Red River Farm Network. NAFB Hall of Fame broadcaster. Candace is here from Morton Building. Candace, how you doing?
I'm doing great. Thank you.
Well, good to see you. And I understand you're over in the Caddy Corner by DeKalb now, huh?
Yes. Yes, we are. We're in the new Morton Building. It's evergreen and beige.
And that is a Morton Building.
It is a Morton Building, yeah.
How about that? So that would be a good example of a new building you can do.
Exactly.
And give me the elevator pitch on that building. What makes that better than anybody?
It's a 412 pitch. It's just it's a great machine storage shed. It's got a partition in it. It's half-finished energy performer liner, and the other half is just for storage.
And you, I understand, have a little giveaway, a little farm sweepstakes going on.
We
Tell
have
me
what
about
we
that.
Call Getting Away the Farm every year, and this year we're giving away $50,000 towards Morton Building, an X-Marx zero-turn mower, and a Bad Boy Buggy UTV. So you can come down, you can sign up on our iPads, we'll put you in, and we'll it's a nationwide contest, and we draw on November 30th.
Now, I hope you come see Candace and buy a new Morton Building
that's
while you're
right,
at Pegiron.
That's right.
But if you already have a Morton Building and want to get the latest on any warranty or repair issues, you have some information
we
there, too.
We do. A lot of customers don't realize that we do a lot of warranty and repairs through Morton Buildings. You don't deal with a third party. You deal with that sales consultant you bought it from or someone in your area. We have a crew come out, and we even work on non-Morton buildings. So if you want it re-skinned and re-steeled and re-roofed, we'll do that as well.
Perfect. All right. And again, you're located where at Big Iron?
We are located Kitty Corner from the DeKalb building and right in front of all the equipment here.
A lot of folks heading this way, so we want them to find you. Mike, where are you guys? Well, you guys have a neat little farm.
We're in the old Morton building. Lavender.
Burgundy. Yep. Burgundy and charcoal.
And you've got a little... some sessions going on.
Yeah, we got, in fact, at 10:30, we've got a session on tight margins, operating with tight margins with Frayne Olson from NDSU and Brett Elke from Innovus Agri LLC.
Stop by. Thank you, Candace.
Thank you.
More coming up.
You talk, we listen. Call 800-228-0550 and tell us what's on your mind.
Sick of paying that landline phone bill for something you hardly ever use anymore? I was too. But I didn't want to give up the phone number our family had had for decades. OurOldNumber.com was the solution. Now when someone calls us on our home phone number, they can reach us wherever we are. There's no equipment to buy and you don't even need the internet. And we save over $25 every month. OurOldNumber.com makes your home phone number as mobile as you are. OurOldNumber.com.
Hi, this is Kevin Piper with Piper's Auction Company. Piper's upcoming auctions include partial liquidations of construction and farm equipment at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st, featuring semi-tractors, gravel trailers, gravel screening plants and conveyors, dozers, payloaders, excavators, portable van generators, and farm equipment, all at Piper's new Auction Center of North America in Steele, North Dakota on September 21st. View all of these items at Piper's.com or call 877-700-4099.
This is Dan Pillett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
So you've got to take a state construction license exam or certification. Can't decide on what books or what chapters to study? Discover right now how you can eliminate unnecessary books and wasted study time. At ContractorExam.com, our study materials zero in on state-required test topics in an effective, multiple-choice format. So whether you're a plumber, electrician, general contractor, or other construction-related trade, ContractorExam.com will help get you prepared. Visit us at www.ContractorExam.com today.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and serve. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.